Hi, I'm Matthew Viriapa, one of the interns over here at KOSU. I recently was able to talk to singer-songwriter Josh Ritter about his latest album, Fever Breaks, working with Jason Isbell, and protest songs. Here's my interview with Josh Ritter. What were the influences on this new album, Fever Breaks?
I guess it's the overriding influence on Fever Breaks was kind of the world in 2019, 2018. And, you know, the feeling of the anxiety of something about to topple.
I've also read that you don't consider the protest song as being like your kind of medium or in your wheelhouse. Do you still consider the protest song not being the place for you to write?
I think that when you're dealing with issues that are vital and really, really important, when we're talking about life or death issues and survival, it's important to like speak when you have something to say that's important and that lends to the, you feel lends to the conversation and sharpens the focus of the conversation. You know, when you don't have that and it's not, you don't feel like the best voice for that situation, then it's important to like, you know, to like let the people who know what they're talking about do the speaking, you know. In this sort of situation, I felt like it wasn't that I knew anything more than anybody else, but I just had like the desire to want to talk about these things. One of the things I don't care for in a lot of protest writing is the idea that you have to educate. You know, we're just songwriters. We don't know anything more than anybody else, but we can respect the issues by respecting the questions that are involved. Because it's, you know, I think that songs are a way that we can appreciate each other's struggles of being human. And you know, when protest music, like, I think, you know, tries to educate rather than empathize, I think it loses some of its power.
What was it like working with Jason Isbell on this latest album?
It was a wonderful experience. We had just a blast. It was, you know, I got to, like, play, you know, rock and roll with an amazing rock and roll band and, like, talk about music with new friends, you know? It was beautiful.
Is there anyone else you want to work with? You've worked with Jason Isbell, and on the album just before this one, you worked with Bob Weir.
I think one of the best things about doing art is that you're, like, excited for the future. And, like, right now, it just feels like there are so many cool, fun opportunities to make art with all kinds of different people, you know? The world feels very wide at this moment. It's exciting, you know? So I'm just excited to see where the next sort of project goes.
So you started your career doing a lot of open mics, right?
Yeah.
Do you think if you were starting out right now, you'd still be doing the same kind of approach? Just going to as many open mics as possible?
Yeah. I think I would. You know, I think there's a lot to be said for the multitude of ways that we have now being able to share music. You know, I think that's incredible. Like, it's you know, you can write a song and 10 minutes later the whole world can hear it if they want to. It's an amazing moment. At the same time, for those of us who like make our lives as you know, working and traveling musicians, there's a huge amount to be said for learning your craft and like kind of duking it out in all kinds of different situations. As a person who kind of came up out of open mics, I feel a real gratitude for, you know, allowing people like me to kind of cut our teeth and figure out what we were doing as performers. And it's an amazing place to start.
What has been your favorite song to play live off this new album?
I've never felt the need to get behind the wheel of a sports car, you know? Like, we play Old Black Magic as a band. It's like sitting on the engine block. It's an amazing feeling. Just a pure rock and roll, you know, feeling. It's wonderful.
Can people expect that in your set?
Hell yeah.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
True love to true love and rust to rust. I let the others cast stones while I drew in the dust. I tried to be a good man.
That was Josh Ritter. His latest album, Fever Breaks, is out now wherever you can find music. And he'll be coming to Tower Theater in Oklahoma City this Sunday, June 16th. For more information, go to towertheaterokc.com.